obviously really disappointing. I think New Zealand Rugby League have done a lot for those boys, and I guess obviously with all these rules and that the game is done at the moment, it's allowed people to do that. But at the same time, it's made a bit of a mockery of the game when it comes to making those decisions. And to be honest, you know, calling up an hour or half an hour before the team's announced when you're in the team, it is quite heartbreaking. I guess, you know, people put a lot of work into these individuals and put a lot of faith in them. And then, you know, half an hour before the team's getting announced, they choose to, you know, call up the coach and let them know that they'll be playing for another nation.
See, what was your reaction when you were briefed ahead of that press conference, when you were told, actually, we've just found out that David Fussy Tua is out? I mean, what's your reaction when David Kidball's trying to plan a World Cup squad? And I'm not defending David here. I'm just trying to balance this out. He's all of a sudden found that there's a posse of players who, on the eve of this announcement or the morning of this announcement, have said, actually, we want out.
It was obviously a tough morning for New Zealand Rugby League, and I guess myself as well. Obviously, we want the best players playing for New Zealand, but at the same time, we want boys that are committed to the cause. It was a hard pill to swallow. You know, all these boys have been in the team before and have done a great job for New Zealand. So a lot of faith was put back into them, and we're about to be named in the Kiwi squad. So to be in the team and then to be able to call up the coach an hour before, I think is, my honest opinion, a little bit disrespectful to New Zealand Rugby League and the coach himself, or everything, I guess, that the New Zealand management, the coach, has put into this tournament coming up into the World Cup. I know that David has put a lot of work into what we're about to do and what we want to achieve going forward, and then guys end up pulling out an hour before the thing's been announced. So really, I guess for me, this is disappointing. It was a disappointing morning for myself to be able to, you know, come to hear all those guys wanting to pull out.
And the fact is, Adam Blair, that this happened on the morning of the announcement. There is no doubt in my mind then that the reports out of the Daily Telegraph the night before that there had been a secret pact are correct, i.e. that there were players talking to each other on the morning of this announcement saying, boys, do we stay or do we go?
Yeah, well, I think Fussy Tua was in the team. From what I heard, that he was committed. I've heard stories that a lot of people were trying to get him to come out and play for Tonga. I heard he was still going to stay strong and play for New Zealand. And then, like you said, an hour before the team's getting announced, or half an hour, I find out that he's pulling out. Jason's a big voice. He's, you know, our best forward in the game in the NRL. He's, you know, of Tongan heritage, and a lot of those boys that have withdrawn from the team were Tongan boys, and I'm assuming, I don't know for a fact, but they would have spoken to each other and made a decision amongst themselves to do what they did.
Adam, as Kiwis captain, have you thought and have you got on the blower to a Jason Tomalolo or a David Fussy Tua and said, look, in your opinion, as you say, you feel like this is disrespecting the Kiwis jersey? Have you done that? Do you feel like you want to talk to these guys?
Oh, I think, I haven't done it. I think yesterday was a pretty long day, and I don't know, it was hard to come to grips with what all happened. So I've kind of pushed it aside and kind of moved forward to what we do have now, and trying to put my energy into the squad that want to be a part of the Kiwis, and want to push forward into something that we really believe that, you know, we've got a great team that has been selected that really want to do something special.
But don't you want to know why these guys have gone to Tonga? I don't buy that JT is saying that it's about growing the game. Yeah, I can see why everyone's standing up and saying now the tournament becomes a lot more interesting. But the fact is here that Jesse Bromwich and Kevin Proctor, Jesse rang David Kidwell this week and said, quote unquote, mate, I still stand by what you've done. I support what you've done in terms of banning us in the World Cup. Now, the other thing about this, Adam, Kenny, brother of Jesse, is committed to this team. So if anyone was going to be pissed off, it would be Kenny.
Oh, 100%, and
I think, you know, obviously David said he had spoken to Jesse, and, you know, Jesse's 100%. There's obviously something else behind Jason's move to go play for Tonga. Again, I think we spoke about it yesterday. No one's been in contact with him. The only person that spoke to him was Tawara, who spoke to him after the grand final. Well, that wasn't about the Kiwi. And I think maybe a text message to our manager saying that he wasn't going to be available. So, to be honest, we don't know what his reasons were. I know eventually it's going to come out, but at the moment it's just reporters writing what they think and what they feel is why he's made the decision.
But unfortunately, the facts are these, that David Kidwell and Shane Richardson, your manager, repeatedly rang and texted him and said, Jason, we're hearing rumours you're out. Can you get back to us? And he refused to do it until he sent that one text saying, sorry, Shane, but I'm playing for Tonga. I mean, I just find that unforgivable.
Yeah, well, I think you've got to be a man and own up to what you want to do. I don't think texting someone is the way of going about it, and not texting the coach or Shane is not the way to go about things. I think, if you're a man enough, you'd come up, make the phone call and tell them. I'm sure he would have had a feeling before he got selected in this team that he was going to do something like this. He could have told them, you know, a couple of weeks ago, because I don't think it was a last-minute decision for him to do what he did. And obviously, this was something that he was thinking about of doing.
Adam, when I spoke with Benji Marshall during the week, and I just want to make this clear to punters listening, Benji made contact with me. It was about 9 o'clock, I think, on Wednesday night. He said, look, I just want to chat because I'm frustrated. So I said, mate, I can record you. I've got a home studio. He said, in his words, he'd spoken with a few of the players, for example, Isaac Luke, who was in tears, according to Benji, when he had missed out on the squad, absolutely gutted. He said, in his words, that there were players, including Isaac, who were absolutely pissed off the fact that these guys had turned their back on the Kiwis jersey. Is that the case for a lot of these guys? They're going to have to move on from this, but be very, very upset by it.
Yeah, I guess I was one of those persons that Benji first contacted me about it. Obviously, being pretty close to Benji up in Brisbane, and he was, expressing the way he felt about the whole situation and asked what I thought. And, you know, we had honest conversations. And the hardest thing is that there is guys that have missed out, i.e. Isaac Luke, who didn't get selected, but guys like him, I guess Jordan Kahu, who's out injured, that, you know, he was 50-50, could have played on, played through the injury, but chose that, you know, for the club that was better to rest and get it better. Guys like those boys, they bleed black. They would do anything to be a part of that squad. And then you have guys just pulling out or not even, making a phone call saying they don't want to play for the Kiwis in this tournament. It's shattering because, you know, I'm passionate about New Zealand Rugby League and I'm passionate about the Kiwis, and I guess maybe they don't feel the same way as some of the other boys do about the jersey or, you know, about our country or about our, the way what we want to do.
Adam, in the statement that JT put out, Jason Tomalolo, he said he wants to mix and match with Tonga and New Zealand going forward. That, to me, is ridiculous. Would you want to play alongside him if all of a sudden, from one tournament to another, he comes back and says, actually, I'm keen, Adam, to play under you in this tournament? I can't see how you'd do that.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the hardest things that we'll have to come across. And, I think when you play a game of football, you rely a lot on trust and the brotherhood and, you know, the trust of not letting your mate down. And I think at this stage, it feels like we've been let down a lot, especially some of those boys that have been in the team for a while. It feels like we've been let down. So do we, let them back in the team? And, you're going to have to find some trust to be able to trust them again. But does that cause issues and problems that we don't need when we're trying to start something this tournament? So we'll cross the bridge when it comes, but it is, when you think about it and when you say it the way you said it, it's quite hard to even think about trying to have people in there that have turned their back on the Kiwis play for another nation.
Adam, are there things that still need to be sorted out with the Kiwis culture? Now, 2013, and I can be honest here, and I'm pretty sure of my sources around what happened on that Kiwis tour with the World Cup, with medication, energy drinks, drinking culture post that as well, what happened post the match in Perth. Has that been sorted? Because that, for me, is, I mean, I love the Kiwis. I love what you guys did in 2014, but that has been hugely disappointing to anyone who supports you guys when you hear that happened on the eve of a World Cup final.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in the 2013, so I couldn't really comment on, you know, the things that happened. Obviously, I've heard things like you have, which is, you know, disappointing, because I think we put a lot of work previous to that World Cup into the Kiwis. We're doing some good things, and then off the back of the bad news we had at the World Cup, or the way we performed and what we did over there, we turned it around in 2014 and worked really hard to get us back on track, and then again let ourselves down this year with the issues that we had in Canberra. I don't think it's an issue. People just need to make sacrifices when we come to these tournaments. It is long and hard, but again, you need to pick people that are there for the right reasons. You know, it's 6 weeks of, you know, hard work, and at the end of the tournament, you get to celebrate and enjoy your teammates' company and everything that you've worked for. So, for me, it's a bit different, I guess, coming from my point of view is, you know, you make a sacrifice, you get the reward for being in the team, but then you make a sacrifice by leaving your family for 6 weeks and working really hard together as a group and trying to, you know, achieve something special and then getting the reward at the end of the day. I just think, you know, we need to go back to, you know, what we believe in and who we are as people, you know, and fix up any little thing that we think that's, you know, stopping us from achieving those goals. And if it means making sacrifices through the tournament, 100% we need to do those things and focus on what we're there for. And we're not there to party. We're there to do a job. And then the rewards come at the end of the tournament when you're there in the final holding up a trophy.
Adam, last thing on this issue, have you thought about what it's going to be like, that haka in Hamilton, when you face off against those boys, against Tonga? It's going to be a mighty occasion, but can you imagine what that's going to be like? I guess what I'm asking, do you imagine that match is going to carry plenty of bad blood?
Oh, well, it could and it may not. I think for us, again, we're going to go into this tournament with our backs up against the wall, and everyone's, you know, obviously writing us off. But the most important thing is we believe in what we got to do. I know that it's going to be a massive clash, and there'll be words going back and forth that week. But if we go there and do what we need to do, do our jobs, really build what we need to build throughout this tournament, you know, the main thing for us is going out there and winning the game. It's not about, you know, who's in the opposition or what they're doing. It's about us, and that's what we'll be focusing on throughout the tournament, is what we can do and what we want to achieve and how we're going to do it.